I've got a different project that I'm working on, which is really taking up a lot of my time, and I'm very conscious of the fact that that I do have a readership. I know there's a readership out there that likes what I say or find it a bit thought-provoking, whatever, and I feel an obligation to them. And so the more I was involved in this project, the further and further I was getting away from summarizing what happened at the Olympics for the Boomers, the Opals. I missed out on the Blitz pretty much. I just watched some of the social media highlights, like Freddie Gillespie headbutting Sean Bruce, the things that you could find on social media, because this other project has sort of taken up a lot of my time. And I found out, oh, another day's passed, and I haven't written anything. I thought, well, I better explain, because the first time I tuned in, I was was game one, Melbourne United versus Tasmania. And some of the things that were being said, it just kind of like, oh, come on now. Are we that insecure that we have to keep telling ourselves that we have the next best league in the world outside of the NBA? Who are we kidding? Who are we kidding with that sort of stuff? And you start getting, I think, well, okay, that's another reason why I've struggled to write something in the last couple of weeks, because the amount of nonsense that just gets churned out and thrown at us, and it's sort of set up to be the truth, just bothers me. And I have difficulty, understanding how, on the one hand, we can get so excited about a player going to play in the EuroLeague, or going to play in Spain, or getting a two-way contract, which means he's in on the fringe of the NBA, and also running around in the G League. Why are we getting so excited about those things? And players, like Mitch Creek, he wants to go somewhere else. He doesn't want to play in the NBL. So if the NBL is the second best league in the world, why is he looking to go somewhere else? Let's be realistic about where our league sits and what our league is. And I think, well, the more that we're trying to move towards, NBA light, the more you sort of you're starting to lose me, because I mean, I'm about basketball. I got into basketball when I was 8 years old. It's 6 decades I've been involved in loving the fact that it's a great team sport. I didn't pick up a tennis racket or a golf club or a squash racket or anything like that. I wanted to be involved in the team. And now the NBA goes more and more toward entertainment and away from basketball, where you can have a five-step dunk and nobody cares as long as it looks spectacular. Well, for me, I look at that and go, no, that was 5 steps. That's travel. It doesn't work for me. And so I'd rather not watch that. And now I see a guy take a three-step dunk in round two. Not going to name the guy, but because there were a number of great dunks, but there was a three-step dunk that was so blatant. And it's like, yeah, let's jump out of our chairs and say how great that is. And it's not really basketball for me. So that's it. That's it in a sort of a summary, that I've been away from it for a few weeks because of other things. And then when I've come back in, it's kind of hit me that I don't really like the direction we're going.